Kyle and Rachel. Glad you're with us on this Thursday. I'm just jealous of the men who can grow a full beard and transition into becoming lumbersexuals. So much easier than it is for me and Brian.
Yeah, I'm looking at 2016 before this beard actually connects.
The lumbersexual is the woodsy version of a metrosexual, a bearded guy who dresses in jeans and plaids and looks like he doesn't care, but still spends time and money cultivating the image.
Why do I think this lumbersexual stuff is so hilarious? You know, there's metrosexuals, and now the lumbersexual is men who take flannel shirts, beards, and craft brews to another level. They're the ones being labeled that, but deep down, they still try to keep it kept and kind of still have that metrosexual side to
it. So they're fake lumberjacks. Like, people like Brian, they probably couldn't even lift an axe because it weighs more than he is. Wow, it's like, but I want to look like a man anyway, so I'm going to grow my beard out because you can't. You have to use, like, Rogaine on your face to even help you out.
Brian, we're halfway there, my friend. We're doing No Shave November. All we need now is flannel shirts and a battle axe, and we'll be all right.
Oh, my gosh. it's just ridiculous to me.
Good morning. It's Kyle and Rachel. What do you think about this lumber sexual look that's now the new hot trend?
Hi. I don't think Brian should grow out the lumberjack.
Why? I think he's doing a great job. If he had a plaid shirt, he'd be halfway
yeah,
there.
Yeah, I've already started buying brawny paper towels. I can't go back now.
I'm a man.
Well, I saw you the other morning. This is Victoria from Circle Center Mall.
Oh, hi, Victoria. Oh, hi, Victoria.
Hi.
Good to hear from you.
I think you are just beautiful the way you are. Don't change a thing.
I don't think that Brian can go for this manly lumbersexual look until he at least hits 160 pounds. I mean, I'm sorry, Brian, but it's true. You'd be the tiniest little lumberjack ever.
I think he's just great the way he is. Don't change a thing.
I appreciate that. I'm still going to go home and play with my Lincoln Logs and dream, but...
Victoria, have a good day. Thanks for the support with Brian.
Bye-bye.
Hi, good morning. It's Kyle and Rachel. Are you a lumbersexual?
I am best friends with an extreme lumbersexual, and every time we go out, he gets all these ladies, and I just get stuck in the dirt.
I'm telling you, it is the new hot trend. I feel like women are totally into this whole lumbersexual thing, plaid shirts and beards.
They're all over. He already works at a dry club downtown, and these women come in, and they feel his beard, and they fondle it, and he even has beard oil that he puts into it.
What?
I love that.
He has special beard oil. He paid $30 for like a 3-ounce bottle that he lathers up every night before he goes out.
This does not surprise
me.
I was at Keystone Fashion Mall the other day, and there's a, I forget what it's called, but it's some sort of shave place for men. And it is like bougie, high-end like stuff to take care of your face and all that. And I'm like, I have had no idea it was this serious.
No, it is. I mean, but if that's the thing that's getting you women, wouldn't you take it seriously?
Why do you think I'm trying to participate in No Shave November?
Oh, my God.
That's the thing. This guy's been cheating. He's been growing this sucker since like February and then tries to play it off like it's a No Shave November beard.
Thank you for the call, my friend.
No problem. You guys have a good day.
I appreciate it. You know the one thing a lumberjack would never do that the lumbersexual does? That is drinking a white hot chocolate mocha from some independent coffee chain.
Exactly.
Cheers to me and my black coffee.
It's Daft Punk. Get lucky on Radio 900.9.